So we found out a great deal about how stars and planets form over millions of years, but sometimes we need to get down to the ground level to really see what's going on right now. This is exactly what we've been doing with things like the NASA Phoenix mission, which has recently found the first physical evidence of water ice on Mars. The science we're getting from Phoenix is great, but Phoenix can't move to explore different parts of the planet. ExoMars is an all-purpose rover designed by the European Space Agency and scientists at the University of Leicester, including John Bridges, who met Mira Senthilingham at a recent Royal Society summer exhibition.
So here we have the ExoMars engineering prototype, six-wheel drive, rugged all-terrain vehicle, which can go up and down 45-degree slopes and over large boulders. So ideal for Mars. We're developing the science instruments like the stereo cameras so we can build up three-dimensional views of the Mars surface and look at the rocks and decide how they formed.
So will it be taking any actual samples and analysing them?
It has about 25 kilograms of science instruments, different spectrometers to look at the chemical compositions of the rocks and the mineralogy, so we can find chemical and mineral signatures of water on Mars or life on Mars. So this is a real motivating factor for scientists and really, well, I think the population at large to ask the big question, was there ever life elsewhere in the solar system? And if we're going to address that question, we need rovers like this with lots of science instruments.
What will ExoMars be exploring?
ExoMars will go to a new place on Mars that no one's been to before. It'll be looking at rocks, looking at the textures, looking at using its microscope, looking at the subsurface structure with a seismometer, find out how the rocks were deposited, were they deposited from water or from wind. As we piece together bits of information like that, we find out what was happening on Mars millions of years ago. Today, Mars is cold and dry. Millions of years ago, or billions of years ago, we think it was probably warm and wet. But we don't know for how long it's warm and wet. So these are important questions to find out about Mars if we want to answer, ultimately, was there ever life on Mars and why did climate change on Mars from warm and wet to cold and dry?
And when exactly is ExoMars set to go?
2013. It'll take 9 months to get there.
How do you actually go about testing this to make sure it will work and survive on Mars?
Well, for instance, the engineers who from Astrium who are building the ExoMars prototype take it out to Tenerife and they practice with it over all sorts of rocky terrains to simulate the Mars surface, going up and down 45-degree slopes over rocky terrains, making sure it can do what we need it to do on Mars.
And how about the actual environmental conditions, just, you know, temperature and things like that?
Well, Mars is a really extreme environment. The average surface temperature on Mars is about minus 60 degrees centigrade. And at the poles on Mars, it can go down to minus 140 degrees centigrade. Just to put that in context, the lowest ever recorded temperature on Earth is about minus 80 degrees centigrade. So it's a very cold and very dry place. Also, the atmosphere is very thin. It's about something like a thousandth of the atmospheric pressure of that on the Earth. That means a lot of the radiation from the Sun can get through to Mars, which would actually be stopped on Earth. So it's a much more harsh radiation environment. That means organic compounds are broken down on the Mars surface, whereas on Earth they would be preserved. That's why we've got a drill on ExoMars, so that we can get down fairly deep into the subsurface, into areas which haven't been cooked, if you like, by the Sun's radiation.
So are robotics the future of space exploration?
Well, that's actually the question we're posing today, because our exhibit is called Exploring the Solar System, Mankind or Machine. Should we continue with robots and get lots of great science, but should we also perhaps have a UK astronaut training program? So we're trying to gauge here what people think. We've got a little poll here, and what we found this week is that the majority of people think that we should explore the solar system both by mankind and machine. We should have both.
So what are the benefits of humans and the benefits of robots?
Well, robots, perhaps you get more science for your money, if you like, immediately. It's less risky. You're not going to risk people's lives. And you can send probes perhaps into really extreme cold environments or hot environments, etc. It would be very, very difficult to send people. Certainly over the next 10, 20 years on Mars, it's going to be dominated by, it will be robotic exploration. And the first samples we bring back from Mars, it will be done robotically. So we can start doing tests with rovers and with samples brought back from Mars within the next 20 years. There can be benefits from sending people because they're such flexible machines, if you like, and the autonomy. It'll be a long, long time before robots quite have that. But the sheer scale of the endeavour to get people there will always mean that it is going to take longer. But talking to the people who've come to the exhibit and ask them, well, why do you think we should also send men? And I think there's what you might describe as a frontier spirit. It's about exploration. Difficult to sort of quantify in terms of absolute science, but in terms of exploring the solar system, there's a real drive, real excitement about man walking on the moon or perhaps ultimately walking on Mars. I think that's a powerful driving force. Even if it isn't purely scientific, I don't think you can dismiss that. So I think exploring by mankind, yes, we should do it, but to me it's more of an exploration thing rather than purely scientific. So it's great, but it's not just about science.
That was John Bridges talking to Mira about the technology that's gone into the ExoMars rover and how he feels that no amount of technology could ever make up for the thrill of sending men, or women of course, to Mars.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.